堂听 class.com。
Model Test 6 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A
Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Hey, Mark, have you been able to sell your old piano yet?
Ah, you were right. Just posting notices on bulletin boards at a couple of supermarkets wasn't enough. I think I'll have to place an advertisement in the local newspaper.
What are the 2 people talking about?
Question 12. Have you seen that girl sitting over there? She looks like the girl whose photo is in the newspaper.
But it is said that the missing girl had black hair. Her hair is red, I'd rather say.
Why are they interested in that girl?Question 13. I wish I didn't have to make a special trip to the post office to get my package.
Well, if you call them in the morning, they'll give your package to your mail carrier to bring it to you.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question 14. Since I came here, I've had to stay up most of the night for the last few days. No matter what time I go to bed, I always wake up in the middle of the night.
Your biological rhythms probably haven't adjusted to the time schedule here.
What is the man's trouble?
Question 15. Will Jim be able to come to the meeting?
I don't know yet. When I phoned just now, his friend said he had taken his girlfriend out to the movies.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 16. Professor Linda, we were wondering if we could sit in on your English class.
I wish I could say yes, but if I accepted you two, I wouldn't know how to say no to a lot of others who have made the same request.
What does the woman mean? Question 17. I hear restaurants that specialize in food from one particular country can be very expensive.
You're right in a way, but they can range widely in cost, from inexpensive to very expensive.
What does the woman think of such restaurants? Question 18. As usual, the lecture hall is in a complete mess this afternoon. Newspapers, soda cans, used tissues, all of them just thrown all over the floor. I can't understand how people can be so thoughtless.
Well, your professor should have the authority to get something done about it.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Ah, Miss Lin. Miss Catherine Lin, isn't it? Well, now let me see. You're a graduate of Columbia, aren't you? In marketing? So why do you want to work in publishing? Is this really your kind of job?
I think the job of marketing executive in a company of this sort is very much my sort of job. I'm not a graduate yet, though. My final exams begin in June.
Yes, well, all right. How much do you know about what we do? I mean, publishing business books. Any experience of that at all? It doesn't look like it from what you say in your letter. What sort of place was it that you worked in last summer? As a, what did you say, a sales lady?
It was a department store. I said so in my letter.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, what part of the store? Books? Office supplies?
Well, no, nothing like that. They sell kitchenwares.
Were you good at selling?
I can't really tell from having done that. People know what they want when they come into that sort of a department. Either you have it or you don't. And if you haven't, you can't persuade them to buy something else instead, can you?
Well, okay. Let's get back to the matter in hand. So, you're a graduate, or soon you will be, as you said. You want to be a management trainee in our company. Well, I'm going to offer you this job, though. Low salary, 6 months on trial. Will you agree with that?
Well, I think I will accept it.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What is the conversation talking about?
Question 20. What is the company's business?
Question 21. What did the woman do last summer?
Question 22. What is the job that the woman finally gets?
Conversation 2.
Hi, Lynn. I saw you at registration yesterday. You were standing in a long line.
Yeah, I waited an hour to sign up for a distance learning course.
Distance learning? Never heard of it.
Well, it's new this semester. It's only open to psychology majors, but I bet it'll catch on elsewhere. Yesterday, over 100 students signed up.
Well, what is it?
It's an experimental course. I registered for child psychology. All I have got to do is watch a 12-week series of televised lessons.
Don't you ever have to meet with a professor?
Yeah, after each part of the series, I have to talk to her and the other students on the phone, you know, about our ideas. Then we'll meet on campus 3 times for reviews and exams.
It sounds pretty non-traditional to me. But I guess it makes sense, considering how many students have jobs. It must really help with their schedules, not to mention how it will cut down on traffic.
You know, last year my department did a survey, and they found out that 80% of all psychology majors were employed. That's why they came up with the program. Look, I'll be working 3 days a week next semester, and it was either cut back on my classes or try this out.
The only thing is, doesn't it seem impersonal, though? I mean, I miss having class discussions and hearing what other people think.
Well, I guess that's why phone contact's important. Anyway, it's an experiment. Maybe I'll end up hating it.
Maybe. But I'll be curious to see how it works out.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. What did the woman do at the registration yesterday?
Question 24. Why does the woman decide to enroll in the distance learning course?
Question 25. What is the disadvantage of the course according to the man?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
In general, city life is relatively convenient and comfortable. The supply of water and electricity is continuous. Whenever one wants, all he has to do is just turn on a tap or press a button. There is also a variety of vehicles for transportation, from buses and cars to trains and planes, which help people move about efficiently. Shopping centers are seen here and there in cities. Thanks to the amazing diversity of commodities, going shopping is often fun for city dwellers. Besides the fun of making purchases, there are also countless theaters, cinemas, art galleries, and restaurants providing residents with various kinds of fascinating entertainment. It is true that to some extent city life is divorced from nature. It is sometimes very exhausting because of its fast-moving pace. But on the other hand, nothing in the world is perfect. Neither is city life. Viewed positively, the disadvantages should still be outweighed by its attractions. In fact, the disadvantages can be regarded as challenges to make life in the city more interesting, more exciting, and more meaningful. To me, moving away from the city would mean the loss of excitement and the dynamic nature of modern life.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. How does the speaker feel when shopping in cities?
Question 27. What does the speaker think of the disadvantages of city life?
Question 28. Where will the speaker live, according to the passage? Passage 2.
Many suffer from shyness. In order to give other people a chance to know more about you, you need to get over it. Then, how to control shyness? First, make decisions not to hold back in conversations. What you have to say is just as important as what other people say. And don't turn down party invitations just because of your shyness. Second, prepare yourself for being with others in groups. Make a list of the good qualities you have. Then make a list of ideas, experiences, and skills you would like to share with other people. Think about what you would like to say in advance. Then say it. Third, if you start feeling self-conscious in a group, take a deep breath and focus your attention on other people. Remember, you are not alone. Other people are concerned about the impression they are making too. Don't be afraid to speak up and give your point of view. Moreover, remember everyone experiences failures and disappointments. Regard them as lessons instead of frustrations. As each of us is an individual, we behave in our own personal ways. No one gets over being shy completely, but most people do learn to live with their shyness. Even entertainers admit that they often feel shy. They work at fighting their shy feelings so they can face the cameras and the public.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. Why does the speaker suggest making a list of ideas in advance?
Question 30. What should you do when you feel nervous?
Question 31. What does the speaker say about entertainers? Passage 3.
Few buildings on earth can compete with the legendary beauty of the Taj Mahal. Towering over the ancient Indian city of Agra, the Taj Mahal is the grandest monument to love ever created. The lovers in this story are the 17th century Indian Emperor Shah Jahan and his wife Mumtaz Mahal. She took a leading role in advising him, which is something unique for a woman to do for a husband who's an emperor. Over the course of their 19-year marriage, she gave birth to 14 children. But in 1631, while trying to deliver their 15th, she tragically died. He was heartbroken when she died. and after her death, he decided to build the world's greatest monument ever built for love. He ordered the royal architects to design the most beautiful building the world had known and decided to name it after his beloved, Mumtaz Mahal. He summoned 20,000 laborers and sent wagons to all corners of his empire in search of precious metals and jewelry. And after 17 years of construction, the monument was completed, and his beloved empress was moved to her final resting place.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. Why is the Taj Mahal so famous?
Question 33. What is Mumtaz Mahal special for, according to the passage?
Question 34. How did Mumtaz Mahal die?
Question 35. Why did the Indian Emperor have the Taj Mahal constructed?
Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Why is setting goals important? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience everything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, goals allow you to make your life happen. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be, and they set lots of goals, both short-term and long-range, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. Winners in life set goals and follow through on them. Winners decide what they want in life, and then get there by making plans and setting goals. Unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult to reach. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who must decide what to go after, and in what direction to aim your life. Research tells us that when we write a goal down, we are more likely to achieve it. Goals in written form can be reviewed from time to time and have more power. Like an agreement with yourself, they are harder to neglect or forget. Also, when you write your goals in a particular fashion, you are able to stimulate your subconscious to be continuously aware of situations that will further your goal.
Now the passage will be read again.
Why is setting goals important? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience everything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, goals allow you to make your life happen. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be, and they set lots of goals. Both short-term and long-range, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. Winners in life set goals and follow through on them. Winners decide what they want in life. And then get there by making plans and setting goals. Unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult to reach. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who must decide what to go after and in what direction to aim your life. Research tells us that when we write a goal down, we are more likely to achieve it. Goals in written form can be reviewed from time to time and have more power. Like an agreement with yourself, they are harder to neglect or forget. Also, when you write your goals in a particular fashion, you are able to stimulate your subconscious to be continuously aware of situations that will further your goal.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Why is setting goals important? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience everything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, goals allow you to make your life happen. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be, and they set lots of goals. Both short-term and long-range, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. Winners in life set goals and follow through on them. Winners decide what they want in life and then get there by making plans and setting goals. Unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult to reach. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who must decide what to go after and in what direction to aim your life. Research tells us that when we write a goal down, we are more likely to achieve it. Goals in written form can be reviewed from time to time and have more power. Like an agreement with yourself, they are harder to neglect or forget. Also, when you write your goals in a particular fashion, you are able to stimulate your subconscious to be continuously aware of situations that will further your goal.
This is the end of listening comprehension.